Microsoft has some hope for relief from the antitrust ruling against the company. A panel of 7 appeals court judges yesterday found fault with many of the government's reasons for demanding a breakup of Microsoft. Many of the judges also attacked the ethics of Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson, who ordered the split. That's because he took the unusual step of talking to journalists about the case. NPR's Larry Abramson reports.
It's not entirely clear exactly what Judge Thomas Penfield Jackson had in mind when he granted media interviews about the Microsoft case. Some of those interviews were conducted before the case was concluded, under condition that the reporters wait till after the final judgment to go to press. Whatever he was after, Judge Jackson has gotten a lot of heat for his conduct. The chief of the appeals panel, Judge Harry Edwards, was particularly critical. He said these public comments were so egregious, Jackson may have violated his oath of office.
There are lots of things that we think and feel about advocates and parties during the course of a proceeding. It doesn't mean that we're entitled to say because those feelings developed during the course of a proceeding, we're going to run off our mouths. For that reason, and the system would be a sham if all judges went around doing this.
Microsoft says Jackson's comments amounted to more than a violation of ethics rules. The company says they show the judge was biased against Microsoft. In one interview, Jackson said Microsoft executives don't act like grown-ups. He compared them to unrepentant drug dealers. Microsoft says these comments alone are reason enough to invalidate Jackson's entire ruling and start over. The appeals judges did not indicate whether they'll take that drastic step, but Judge David Sentell said these interviews with the press might lead the appeals court to take a more critical view of Jackson's judicial findings.
If there are disputed questions of fact, why is the one chosen by the trier of fact entitled to deference anymore if he's not an unbiased finder of fact?
Microsoft also gained ground on other points. The judges raised a number of questions about the order to break Microsoft in two. They questioned why Judge Jackson had not held proceedings on the impact of this breakup plan, which would create one company that owns the Windows operating system, another that owns applications like Microsoft Office. Government attorney David Frederick tried to defend this plan as the best way to check the company's power.
This case is about using two arms to strangle a nascent competitor, using the applications arm to protect the operating system monopoly arm.
But Judge David Sentell strongly indicated the breakup would at least have to be reviewed. Sentell said that if even one of the government's alleged antitrust violations is overturned, the entire remedy could be sent back to a lower court.
That brings a point, and I may be interrupting. I am interrupting, but I may have a reason for it. If we're to uphold the judge on fewer than all the arms that he found, does it not necessarily follow that we have to send the remedy back for relitigation?
Microsoft is not out of the woods by any means, but if the case goes back to a new judge, Microsoft has gained the important element of time. The prospect that this case might drag on even longer than it already has might lead both sides to think again about a settlement. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.